Kay Griggs holds BS and MA degrees in history, is a political insider, and a descendant of James Madison. She was the wife of Colonel George Griggs, U.S. Marine Corps Special Ops Assassin, for 11 years. The following is excerpted from interviews she gave in 1998 and 2005. They are psychologically and financially trying to destroy me because I'm telling the truth. I was being handled psychologically. On the 4th of March, 1996, my home was broken into. They tried threatening me and so forth. Each time I was totally traumatized. They were sabotaging my car. They were doing psychological operations in my home. And this is being done to other women and military wives and men who don't go along with the program. They poison people. They would mind jag me, having fun with me psychologically. This is why I got flagged. I stopped the topless go-go dancers in the officers' club dining hall. General Al Gray had me marked as a troublemaker. When the psyching, or gang stalking, was beginning, I had white blouses in my closets, but they would break in and paint black dots on them. Later, they would break in and put lots of batteries in a drawer. Then they broke in and put about 12 screwdrivers on the table. I called the police after a number of little break-ins. The policeman they sent was a short guy with a short haircut named Shorty Satterwhite. And he said, "Mrs. Griggs, you are just traumatized. You're making this up." And now I found out he was a 20-year Marine. He's still reserve. So I called Torrance, the head of the FBI. He sends out Dan McNally, another 20-year Marine. Things were done to me, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. Some of the guys laughed and said, "We just practiced on the wives." Some of the things done to me were not only sadistic, but cruel. One night, the SEALs were caught in my neighborhood. The windows in my car were smashed two or three times. I had tires flattened. They laugh about it. Ha, ha, ha. Sarah McClendon, the senior White House correspondent, told me she had to call me from another house because every time she called here, a man came to the phone and said this was a military base and the Griggs don't live here anymore. Kay Griggs holds up and shows the Intelligence and Electronic Warfare Operations Field Manual, 1983, of the U.S. Army. This book is all about what happened to me. Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps. This shows how arrogant they are about subversion and deception. Deep operations and deep cover. Deception is so important to them. Reading from the manual. An important part of electronic warfare is deception and knowing everything about the person who is designated as a target. Human beings are called targets. Women, wives like me are called targets and are being targeted by the military. So they'll have a team trying to find out everything about me and my family, my grandparents, my friends, etc., to try to discredit me. And of course, everybody who is flagged, who is a target, is subject to electronic jamming, being hit by electromagnetic radiation. And if they transgress that line where they upset someone in high command, just like in Germany, they all of a sudden move from being a person to being a target, from being a human being to being a target, therefore the enemy, which is also what happened in Germany. The Justice Department is involved in this. There are rogues in the Justice Department who think they are handling people by using cruelty, tricks, psychological games. The Psychological Operations Group came in through some of the Germans. It was institutionalized before, during, and after World War II, when the entire German command, the SS, were given money by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Army. In fact, Nazi General Reinhard Gehlen, head of the German intelligence, the Gehlen Organization, himself was in Virginia for a whole year with his six guys, and lots of people went up to Fort Hunt to see him. So the psychological operations games that the Soviets and the Germans used were institutionalized in our American Army and Joint Command. It wasn't just the CIA, that's just wrong. We've got to stop the growth of this stuff. It's a growth industry and it's growing exponentially. They are intending to destroy America. The frightening thing is that this is exactly the same pattern that happened in Nazi Germany.